This is Winning on Wall Street with the Wiz and the Fox. Call us to join the conversation at 1-877-711-5611. That's 1-877-711-5611.
All right, welcome back to Winning on Wall Street. I'd like to introduce J.C. Peretz. J.C. is founder and president of Eagle Bay Capital. He's also a CMT, so he's really good with the charts. J.C., welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We love having you. You got some really good comments. So one of the things you said is you like energy. Why do you like energy? And is this, the fact that money's going into energy mean the market's going to go lower?
Yeah, all those things. So I love energy, and historically, this is a late cycle sector. So when you see money flowing in there, remember, energy's been underperforming for, let's call it, almost 6 years now, if you recall. On a relative basis, energy made new lows compared to the S&P 500 a couple of months ago. So we've literally been in a downtrend in energy relative to the rest of the market for a long time. Why? Because energy historically is late cycle. So what are the early cycle names? Technology, consumer discretionaries, financials. Well, on a relative basis, all those have been rolling over for a while. Those are some of the worst performing sectors year to date. They all peaked last year, and now money is flowing into the late cycle stuff. Utilities, energy, and I think energy has a long way to go. Not to mention that, remember, these energy names are some of the biggest market cap names that we have in the S&P 500, and there's a lot of value there, so we're also seeing rotation out of growth and into value. Companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron and things of that nature, and those are huge components for the market, so I think that that's where we want to be.
So do you expect the market to go into a bear market and really go down hard for a period of time?
Yeah, probably. I think best case scenario, we probably go nowhere in the market. But, you know, we've been in this bull market now. We're well over 5 years. You know, to think that we can see a 20-30% correction, something like that, you know, it wouldn't surprise me one bit. At this point, it's a little bit premature to be making calls of that nature. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at all. You know, I would love to see something like that, in fact. And everything that we're seeing, right? So we're seeing the bond markets telling us the same thing. Money's flowing into treasuries at a faster rate than it's flowing into high yield stuff. So that ratio isn't confirming what we've been seeing in the stock market. So the bond market is also telling us to be careful. Money's going into commodities. Again, late cycle stuff. And I think energy is really where we need to be. I mean, if you're going to be in the stock market, I think financials are probably the worst place to be. Energy is probably the best place to be in the second quarter.
We're talking with J.C. Peretz, CMT, founder and president, Eagle Bay Capital. Now, you talk about interest rates going lower, which how can they go lower, but you think they are. Isn't that bullish for the stock market?
No. The interest rates going lower is telling us that money is going into the bond market and it's coming out of stocks. I would say higher interest rates are probably better for the stock market. You know, historically speaking, during normal inflationary times, bonds lead stocks, right? So you have that normal rotation where, you know, to your point, bonds are going up, interest rates are going down. So in theory, companies can grow, they could borrow money, they can hire employees, that's great for the economy, you know, everybody's winning. And then because companies are growing, they need demand for growth, there's demand for commodities, and that's when commodities start to rally to the point where then inflation is just too much and the Federal Reserve needs to raise interest rates, the bond market rolls over, it makes it harder for companies to borrow money and grow, then the stock market rolls over, then there's less demand for commodities, commodities roll over, and that's the normal traditional business cycle. But we're in what my experience tells me is more of a deflationary era. We're seeing stocks and bonds trade inversely for a long, long time, and we haven't seen this for this long since the 1930s, which is the last time that we were in a deflationary period. So to your point, yes, lower interest rates should be good for the stock market, but during this sort of economic environment, it's actually the opposite.
Now, can you explain to us what a flattening yield curve is?
Yeah, so you talk about interest rates going lower. How can they go lower? Well, depends on what rates you're talking about. The Fed funds rate is at zero, so technically it can't go lower. But the 30-year is at 3.4%. The 10-year, by the way, closed today at 10-month lows. The 10-year is at 2.6%. Looks like that's rolling over, going lower. So, yeah, they're not at zero. They can absolutely go lower. And remember, when you talk about bonds, this was the most hated asset class coming into the year. Nobody liked bonds. Everybody hated them. We hadn't seen this much pessimism in the bond market since early in 2011. Okay, and we look at a lot of data, a lot of sentiment stuff. Last time there was this much hate for the bond market was early 2011. And what did interest rates do? They went from 3.7 to 1.4% in 6 months. I think we could see something similar.
So, again, the flattening yield curve, what does that mean? Short-term rates are higher than long-term rates?
Right. So the long end of the curve, the yields are selling off harder. So as I just mentioned, the 30-year closed today at the lowest level since June of last year. So it broke, you know, it's making lower lows, while the 10-year is still kind of like it is 2.6 to 2.8% range. So I'm you know, the longer end tends to be more volatile. You know, I see this as the long end is leading the more traditional benchmark 10-year lower, and we're making lower lows, lower highs in the 30-year, and I think that the 10-year is to follow. So when I mean a flattening yield curve, it's that when the longer end used to be, the rates used to be a lot higher than the shorter end, that's actually now flattening as the long end of the yield curve continues to drop and they're buying the long end bonds. That's what we're seeing. That's where the money's flowing. And historically speaking, a flattening yield curve tends to come in before a recession. I'm not saying that we're going in recession, but an inverted yield curve has preceded every recession that we've ever had in America. So that's another reason to be bearish. But, you know, we're talking about economics, and that is such a lagging thing. We're, you know, by the time that we're actually in a recession, you know, the market probably already corrected 30, 40%. It's already rallying again. You know how late that is.
All right, let's talk about commodities. They're sure leading lately. What do you like in commodities?
I love commodities. I absolutely do. If you look at an equal-weighted index, they're up 12% year-to-date, while Treasury bonds are up 10%, and all of the U.S. stock market average is down, except the S&P is up a tiny bit. But that's really what we're seeing, is money going into commodities. Now, when you think commodities, you know, you think, okay, so higher commodity prices is inflationary. You know, some might say higher commodity prices is evidence of economic growth. I would argue that it depends on which commodities you're looking at. Right? So when you talk about economic growth, you want to see what these base metals are doing, right? How are the base metals acting? Base metals look terrible. Copper, I mean, other than the last couple of days, but for the most part, year to date, base metals aren't participating in this commodities rally. It's really been the agricultural stocks, coffee, corn, sugar, soybeans, you know, look at like lean hogs making new highs. All of the, you know, cattle, that's really where the money's flowing into these inflationary agricultural commodities, not so much base metals. So I would stick with that theme.
So if you're an investor and you'd like to buy an ETF on commodities, is that a smart move?
Yeah, I think so. You know, look at DBA is the agricultural commodities exchange traded fund, and that is a basket of all of those ags that I just mentioned. Year to date,
well,
that's
that looks
up almost,
good.
Yeah, I mean, year to date, it's up almost 20%, or actually up over 20% year to date. While if you look at the counterpart DBB, David Boy, that's the base metals equivalent of that exchange traded fund, and it's actually down 3.5%. So you could really see that dramatic difference, right? Commodities as a group up 12%, the ags up 20, and the base metals down 3.5. I think we stick with that.
Wow. You got it all, the pieces of the puzzle. All right, J.C. Peretz, thank you so much for being our guest. If people want to get in touch with you, do you have a website where they can go?
Yes, feel free to check out the website, allstarcharts.com. And the name of the company is Eagle Bay Capital. We're actually going to be launching our research product next month, so look out for that. And if you have any questions in the meantime, feel free to email me at info@eaglebaycapital.com.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Wow. Some really interesting stuff. We come back, we'll talk about it. Just for you.